Okay, we're going to start off this special report about U.S. vulnerabilities in terms of lack of a munitions manufacturing supply chain by allowing Marco Rubio to explain it to you. Remember, Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, who President Trump called Little Marco when he was running against him. But now he lets Marco Rubio run around the world, you know, threatening everybody. Here's what Marco Rubio had to say, which shocked everybody. It's only 15 seconds. Check this out.
They are producing, by some estimates, over 100 of these missiles a month. Compare that to the 6 or 7 interceptors that can be built a month. They can build 100 of these a month, not to mention the thousands of one-way attack drones that they also have.
So right there, Marco Rubio, just, I don't know if this slipped out or what, but he said that Iran can make over 100 ballistic missiles a month. And that's probably a low estimate, by the way. And that the United States can only make 6 or 7 interceptor units. And he also said, don't forget that Iran can make thousands of one-way attack drones per month. Per month, yeah, because Iran is very capable of manufacturing drones, obviously. And by the way, just in the last day, let's see, one of those Iranian drones struck the U.S. embassy in Riyadh. That's in Saudi Arabia. Also, Bahrain intercepted 70 Iranian ballistic missiles and 59 drones targeting its territory. Well, the thing is that Bahrain and the Saudis and Qatar and these other nations, even the UAE, they largely rely on U.S. interceptors, these anti-air defense systems or munitions that are used in the Patriot systems, for example, you know, Patriot missile systems. Well, what did Marco Rubio just tell us? That the U.S. can only make 6 or 7 interceptors a month. So, and by the way, did you know that the U.S. typically fires 2 interceptors for every incoming missile or drone? So, per month, the United States can manufacture really only enough interceptors to fire against 3 or maybe 4 incoming drones or missiles. Whereas Iran can manufacture thousands of drones and at least 100 ballistic missiles and probably many more. So what does that tell you? It tells you that as soon as the United States runs out of munitions, which will happen roughly, it's estimated, within 7 to 10 days, then there's no more, there's no defense. No defense at all. And then Iran can just plug away and hit any target it wants, including U.S. naval vessels that are within range, which is why they're fleeing. Or the U.S. can hit any targets in Israel that it wants, or any military base targets in the area that it wants. Just on and on. There are no defenses after the U.S. runs out. So the clock is ticking on this. The clock is ticking. And the U.S. is going to run out of munitions. It's being reported that the U.S. is preparing a major uptick in strikes on Iran, but that supplies of Tomahawk missiles and SM-3 missiles are running out. They're running out. So how long can the U.S. keep this up? Not much longer. And so far, we don't see any evidence that there's going to be a spontaneous regime change in Iran. Even though the Ayatollah Khamenei was assassinated by Israel with the help of the United States, and clearly the U.S. thought that that was going to result in a spontaneous mass uprising and everybody was going to cheer and build monuments to Trump, and they're going to paint the buildings orange or something, I don't know. That didn't happen. If anything, it caused the Iranian people to become even more confident in their ability to endure. And this is something that America doesn't understand and that the West doesn't understand, is the ability of the people of Iran to endure. And you know why they've built that up to be such an incredible trait? Because they've lived under sanctions for decades, just like the people of Cuba have, and just like the people of Russia have, especially under the former Soviet Union. They learned how to live on less because they had less. They didn't have the material luxuries of the West. They didn't have, you know, all the junk food restaurants on every street corner that we have in the United States, that we have in the UK or other Western nations. So when you go to war with a nation that you have put under sanctions for decades, which is the case with Iran, you're actually going to war with people that have themselves had to become extremely resourceful. Otherwise, they wouldn't have survived this long. They're extremely resourceful, and in the culture of Islam, especially in Iran, there's a certain amount of suffering that is expected. At least this is my understanding of it. I'm not an expert on, you know, the religious practices of Iran, but my understanding is that suffering is something that the Iranian people can endure, and they almost have an expectation of enduring. And this was also true with the Palestinians in Gaza. They could endure tremendous suffering. And, you know, the carpet bombing of their cities and towns and churches and hospitals, and yet they still fought back, sometimes wearing sandals and carrying, you know, sticky bombs and putting them on Israeli armored transport vehicles, etc., and blowing them up, or even tanks. You know, the Palestinian people showed real courage. And you're also going to see that from the Iranian people. Whereas a lot of U.S. troops, not all of them, you know, not the special forces, etc., but sort of mainstream U.S. troops, they've lived a pretty comfy life relative to the people of Iran. You know, they're overweight, they're overfed, they don't train as hard, they don't know what suffering is like. They really don't. And so you throw them into a war with Iran, and it's going to go badly for U.S. military forces, very badly. And that's where this is all headed. But Marco Rubio just admitted that the U.S. can't keep up in terms of industry. Now, this also involves China because of rare earths. And a lot of these munitions that are manufactured, they rely on certain rare earths. For example, gallium, as I covered previously, gallium is used in radar systems. And also, there's graphite. Graphite is used in stealth aircraft. And you notice the U.S. has already lost four aircraft. Four F-16s were already shot down, destroyed, or three or four. The numbers keep moving around. Already shot down and gone. To my knowledge, the U.S. hasn't yet lost a stealth aircraft, but that's probably coming. And when they lose stealth aircraft, they won't be able to replace them, not easily, because the graphite that's necessary to build them comes from China. Certain types of graphite, 100% of the world's supply comes from China. And since China is blocking a lot of exports to the United States for strategic reasons, the U.S. can't replace a lot of these aircraft if they are lost. Now, the nation of Qatar was forced to shut down all of its gas output. That's LNG, liquid natural gas, or liquefied natural gas, which is its main export. That's been halted now, completely halted, because of the strikes from Iran, which shows you the economic repercussions of Iran's attacks that are hitting infrastructure or threatening infrastructure in the Gulf nations that allow themselves to be used by the West to host U.S. military bases. And right now, Qatar is doing a relatively good job of intercepting, you know, hundreds of missiles and drones. The UAE is intercepting also hundreds of missiles and drones, etc. But even right now, these Gulf states are beginning to publicly scream about the fact that they desperately need additional ammunition, you know, interceptor ammunition, because they're about to run out. So Trump has apparently, this has been reported, Trump is ordering the THAAD anti-air defense systems, those are the high altitude systems, to be moved out of South Korea. It's like, hey, Korea, sorry, we need your air defense systems. So they're going to pull all this out of South Korea and shift it over to, I guess, Gulf states, put it in Qatar, put it in the UAE. Well, then that leaves South Korea vulnerable to, of course, attacks from North Korea and China. And those THAAD interceptor systems were a big part of the strategy to, you know, persuade North Korea that they could not be effective. Now that that's going to be gone, it's beginning to look like the U.S. military is running out of so much equipment. Remember, they shipped everything to Ukraine over the last, 4 years, and a lot of that's already been destroyed. But they've run out of not only the Patriot missile batteries, they've run out of the THAAD systems, and they're running out of the munitions that go into those systems. You know, it's starting to look like the U.S. military is stretched thin and desperate, and is about to reach a point where it simply cannot protect itself or Israel or the Gulf states. I mean, we're probably only a week or maybe 2 weeks away from that point being reached, which is why Trump is ramping up attacks, trying to break the back of Iran within the next week before the U.S. munitions run out. And possibly that will succeed. But if it doesn't, then the U.S. is in a lot of trouble, tremendous trouble in that region, because it has no additional way to protect itself. Now, proving that he is living in an alternate reality, President Trump posted that all the stockpiles are great. Here's what he posted on his Truth Social platform. He says, quote, "The United States munitions stockpiles have, at the medium and upper medium grade, never been higher or better. As was stated to me today, we have a virtually unlimited supply of these weapons." Really? That's not what Marco Rubio just said. He continues, "Wars can be fought forever and very successfully using just these supplies." He says, I mean, so Trump is basically performing the meme of forever wars. He continues, "At the highest end, we have a good supply, but are not where we want to be. Much additional high-grade weaponry is stored for us in outlying countries." In other words, he's going to go strip weapons from Europe and from South Korea and probably Taiwan and Japan. He's going to send out a memo to all these countries that bought all these weapon systems and say, well, we need them back. We need them back. Yeah, that's how desperate Trump is. And obviously this post is the opposite of reality. You know, Trump is posting this to try to pretend like we have plenty of supply when clearly we don't. But he goes on, he says, "Sleepy Joe Biden spent all of his time and our country's money giving everything to P.T. Barnum Zelensky of Ukraine, hundreds of billions of dollars worth, and while he gave so much of the super high end away for free, he didn't bother to replace it. Fortunately," Trump says, "I rebuilt the military in my first term and continue to do so." So that doesn't make sense, because Joe Biden's term happened after Trump's first term. So Trump is saying that Joe Biden gave away all our weapons to Ukraine, but I, Trump, rebuilt the military before Joe Biden was president, and that's why we have lots of supplies, right? So that makes no sense unless Trump is traveling in a time machine. So he concludes, he says, "The United States is stocked and ready to win big! Exclamation marks. Thank you for your attention to this matter." Right? So you can pretty much file that under complete BS. Kim.com says, "Trump is panicking. Assume the worst. Prepare for Islamist attacks in the U.S. brought to you by the CIA/Mossad. And that's exactly where this is going. False flag attacks in the United States. That's where this is headed. So the bottom line here is that Marco Rubio knows that the U.S. military is about to run out of munitions. Trump knows, but he's trying to bluff everybody because, you know, he builds casinos. So, yeah, you know, the House always bluffs. The House always wins, except not when it's kinetic, you know. Everybody in the military knows, but they can't talk about it because, you know, of course, national security, they don't want to present the U.S. as being weak. For my part, I'm just going on public information. I don't have any secret insider information, but it's obvious to me. I mean, we had a panic about munitions even in the last 2 years, trying to find enough munitions to give to Ukraine. In fact, there was there was a panic last summer about Israel not having enough munitions. And that's why Israel panicked and Trump panicked after the 12-day war, or towards the end of it there. Israel contacted Trump and begged Trump to stop the war because Israel was running out of munitions and they were going to be left completely vulnerable with a total failure of the Iron Dome. So since last summer, what has it been? You know, maybe 9 months. In 9 months, how many more munitions have been manufactured? Not that many. According to Marco Rubio, it's only 6 or 7 a month. So, you know, maybe we've got 60 additional munitions that have been manufactured, possibly. That's gone in one day, less than one day. That's gone in, you know, a couple hours of Iran launching missiles and drones. And also, these munitions are extremely expensive. Some of them cost a few million dollars each. I mean, it's crazy expensive to do this. So the bottom line is the U.S. is going to run out of ammo for air defense within, let's say, 1 to 2 weeks, to put it, you know, pretty wide range there. And that is driving the U.S. to a point of sheer desperation where there's a risk of the U.S. going to nuclear weapons in order to just desperately try to stop Iran. The other thing the U.S. could do is they could negotiate and say, we'll lift all the sanctions and we'll pay you trillions of dollars for the damage that we've done. But that would be an admission of guilt by the U.S., and so that's not going to happen. And, of course, Israel would never sign off on that. And since Trump is Netanyahu's little bitch, then Trump would never do that either. So, you know, keep that in mind. This is going to escalate. It's going to go badly. It's going to go badly for America. And guess who's watching this whole thing? China. China's watching this and seeing the U.S. expend every last bit of air defense munitions that it has. Russia is watching and thinking about what this means for its conflict with Ukraine, because Russia is going to clearly realize that, hey, the U.S. can't defend itself against our air attacks in Ukraine. And China's going to realize, hey, we could take Taiwan, because clearly Taiwan's going to be commanded to ship all their air defenses to Israel. You know, because when it comes to Zionists versus Taiwanese, guess who Trump picks? He picks the Zionists first. Of course. So China and Russia are watching as the U.S. basically plays all of its hands pointlessly, you know, in a conflict with Iran that the U.S. cannot win, and that leaves the U.S. incredibly vulnerable to whatever China wants to do, or whatever Russia wants to do, or whatever other nations might want to do along the way, including North Korea. So that's where we are. This is not a good situation, and the U.S. military grows weaker by the day. Weaker by the day. Of course, Iran is getting the snot bombed out of it also. There's no question about that. A lot of targets have been destroyed in Iran. And I guess the real question is, what runs out first? You know, U.S. munitions, including air defense munitions, or targets to bomb in Iran? And even though there's a lot of destruction of certain ammo depots and surface targets, I very much doubt that the U.S. is having much of an effect on bombing the, you know, the deep underground bases from which many of the missiles launch, the ballistic missiles, etc. Then again, that's just a guess, because, you know, we can't tell what's happening. We don't have satellite imagery. We can't do bomb assessments or anything. We don't even know where the targets are. And what we do know is that we're not being told the truth by the U.S. We're being given this rosy picture. Everything's great. We're winning. We have unlimited supplies. We can fight forever. That's what Trump just said. We can go to war forever. And Marco Rubio says, no, we can't, because we're going to run out of ammo here in short order. You know, probably Trump is going to call Marco Rubio and tell him to shut up. Stop telling people the truth about that. You have to BS everybody, you know? That's what Trump's going to do. So the situation is not good. If you want to stay informed on all of this, of course, you can catch my videos at brightvideos.com, and my articles and analysis, including my very popular infographics that people are loving, those are at naturalnews.com. And if you click on my articles, you'll find an infographic at the bottom of almost every article. And I'm posting a lot more infographics on social media, including brightown.social. And I'm also on X at Health Ranger. Finally, you notice that silver plunged yesterday. Even though gold was rising, silver was plunging. A lot of manipulation in the silver markets. It's just so bizarre how much silver is going down. But it's also potentially a buying opportunity, depending on your investment strategy. So if you want to get silver or gold, then go to metalswithmike.com. And that forwards you to Battalion Metals, and we are an affiliate of Battalion Metals. And that's a company that was co-founded by Tucker Carlson. And they're highly trusted, very competitive pricing. They don't run bait and switch tactics. They don't do, there's no shenanigans there. It's just high integrity, honest, you know, Ron Paul supporter type of people that run Battalion Metals. So again, metalswithmike.com will take you there. If it's a good choice for you, depending on what you want to do financially, then pick up some gold and silver. But don't consider me your financial advisor, because I'm not. So do your own research, make up your own mind, and we'll see. We'll see where all this goes. But the dollar is probably in trouble. Gold and silver will almost certainly hold value over time, although there can be a lot of volatility, obviously, in the short run. Oil is going to trend higher, obviously. Natural gas is going to trend higher. Energy costs are going to go up. Transportation is going to be severely disrupted, etc. So the world is about to become a much more frightening place where costs go up and supplies go down, or supply chains go down. And sadly, the U.S. is going to run out of ammunition very soon here. And then what happens after that is anyone's guess. I don't know. Does this whole thing go nuclear? I sure hope not. But thank you for listening, and pray for peace. Pray for humanity at this point. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab-tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.